The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 27, 1977 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's music time in Africa. Hello there, friends. This is Sue Moran, welcoming you back to our weekly Music Time in Africa show, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm glad you're joining me today, and hope that you've been enjoying the recordings my colleague Leo Sarkisian and I select each week. The recordings of traditional music of Upper Volta, which you'll be listening to today, were sent to us from the Voltaic Radio and Television Station in Ouagadougou, capital city of Upper Volta. We want to especially thank Seydou Compaoré and his colleague Jean-Pierre Ilboudou of RTV for preparing the music and recordings and assure them that the recordings are a welcome addition to our library. And of course, we're pleased to be able to share them with our Music Time listeners. So friends, stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. From the town of Kudugu in the Republic of Upper Volta, a traveling flute band, accompanied by armpit pressure drums and metal rattles, perform the beautiful and rhythmic dance music known as Wiskamba. Thank you. with Kamba music from the town of Kudugu in Upper Volta. The following example of Upper Volta traditional music features the popular one-string folk violin and accompanying rattle that one usually associates with West African Fulani music. The title of the recording is Yungo.
Hey, yo, man!
From the village of Tenga in Upper Volta, here is a very good example of lute music, demonstrating quite clearly the technique of striking the face of the instrument simultaneously while plucking the strings with the right hand. You're listening to music from the Republic of Upper Volta on recordings sent to us by Voltaic Radio and Television. This next selection is titled Dodo, and it's traditional festival music performed by young people. A single drum is used for the dancing with accompanying hand clapping.
Never know it, I live, I may, I am, I went out.
a group of young men from the village of Busuma now perform a special dance for young people to rhythm played on the half shell of a gourd. The leader of the group sings solo, and the chorus of young men sing in response to his words. That was music for a special dance by the young people of Busuma village, sung to the accompaniment of a calabash played as a drum. In this next recording, we hear a most interesting song called Apollo, played by a xylophone orchestra and sung in the Diula language of Upper Volta. The song is really about the American space project Apollo. And according to our musicologist Leo Sarkeesian, it seems that not only popular dance orchestras, but even village folk musicians in a large number of African countries were singing about the Apollo space venture.
Dalima,
That was a song about the Apollo space shot, performed by folk musicians in Upper Volta. This next and final recording is sung in the Gurmanche language by a large group of men and features a single flute with several large drums. After listening to the music, I'm sure you'll agree that everyone in the vicinity, when the recording was made, must have participated in the dancing. And that brings us to the end of today's Music Time in Africa show, featuring music from the Republic of Upper Volta. Hope you enjoyed the program and that you'll plan to be with me again next week at the same time. But before I go, I want to say hello and a special thank you to some of our good listeners who have written such grand letters. Thank you to Amadou Ba of Koidu Town, Kono, in the Republic of Sierra Leone, and to Efiong Edet of Uyo in Cross River State, Nigeria, and to Olutobi Osadepe with the film unit of the Ministry of Information in Akune, Ondo State, Nigeria. Leo and I really truly enjoy hearing from you. And now, dear friends, have a nice week. This is Sue Moran saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa.